Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the PROMISE Initiative for Preventing Opioid Misuse. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Mary Nelson Robertson, Mississippi State University Extension Associate, and Ja'Kalyn Steen, Mississippi State University Extension Community Health Intern. Guys, in the media, we see a lot about the opioid crisis. I see that y'all are working with farmers on this topic. Are farmers impacted by the opioid crisis?
While no corner of the United States has gone untouched by the opioid epidemic, farmers and farm workers are definitely being impacted by the opioid crisis. The American Farm Bureau Federation recently released survey data suggesting that 3 out of 4, or 75% of farmers and farm workers, report being directly impacted by opioid abuse. Opioid abuse or opioid misuse is defined as taking a medication without a prescription, taking someone else's medication. I'm sure several of us are guilty of borrowing our sister or brother down the street's medication, and that is considered opioid misuse. Or taking more than the dosage prescribed by the doctor, or even taking a medication for a purpose other than prescribed. So if we were prescribed a medication for a toothache and then our back starts hurting, then we shouldn't be taking that medication for our backache. And also doctor shopping.
So, Ja'Kalyn, can you tell me more about what Extension's PROMISE Initiative is doing to combat this crisis?
The PROMISE Initiative is actually an acronym for Preventing Opioid Misuse in the Southeast. The initiative is implementing a multi-level approach to prevent prescription opioid misuse, specifically among rural families, including agricultural producers and youth. We are partnering with the State Opioid Response Team and the Mississippi Department of Mental Health to provide some primary prevention messages for the Stand Up Mississippi campaign. Messages include securing and locking up medications, having conversations with family members about opioid misuse, and properly disposing of medications. We're also training all MSU Extension Service agents in mental health first aid, which is a training course that teaches individuals how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness or mental health crises. In addition to all of this, we are also partnering with AgriSafe to educate healthcare providers about the unique risk profile of ag producers for opioid misuse.
That's interesting. Mary, can you tell me more about the unique risks for ag producers?
Ag producers are at a greater risk of becoming hurt while working due to the physical work farming involves. In addition to the greater risk of becoming injured on the job, ag producers also have a number of stressors, for example, the weather and commodity prices. Those are out of our control. Some ag producers also feel a great pressure of maintaining their family business. It causes a great amount of stress. And when an ag producer gets hurt on the job, he or she is typically looking for a quick fix so they can get right back to work. Therefore, a painkiller is often prescribed in order to alleviate the pain so the ag producer can get back to operating the farm equipment or milking his or her cows. Opioids, although intended to treat physical pain, can also begin to mask emotional pains and stressors, which can lead to opioid misuse or addiction.
Well, so where can we get more information?
AgriSafe, one of our partners, is actually hosting a webinar series. The next one is about opioid misuse risk among farmers. It's going to happen on Tuesday, April the 2nd at 12 p.m., and it's going to run for 1 hour. If you can't catch that one, the webinars are recorded, and they can be accessed anytime on AgriSafe's website, which is agrisafe.org. AgriSafe.org. And when you reach the site, you can click on the quick link that they have for opioid misuse prevention to access all of their webinars as well as additional information.
Okay, and for more information, we can also go to Mississippi State University Extension's PROMISE Initiative site by going to musext.ms/promise. You can also email Mary Nelson Robertson at mnr72@msstate.edu. Today we've been speaking with Mary Nelson Robertson and Ja'Kalyn Steen. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.